The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this week, we were able to obtain, and of course was available to anybody, but the listing of some of the festivals and events coming up across North Carolina this year. In April, there's the North Carolina Science Festival. Of course, that's the entire month of April. This statewide event features more than 600 events, including an engineering competition and gravity games. Dreamville Festival, that's April 6th. Hip-hop artist J. Cole, born in Germany but raised in Fayetteville, is presenting this festival at Dix Park. There will be live music, food, and vendors. The Lebanese Festival is in April. The date yet has not been set. There will be food, dancing, Lebanese wine and beer, cultural and educational booths, belly dancing, and more in Raleigh. The North Carolina Azalea Festival, April 3rd through the 7th. This annual festival is held in Wilmington. Tyler Farr with Josh Phillips and Hank Williams Jr. are headlining this year. Pirate Fest, which is April 12th and 13th, swashbucklers of all ages will converge on the banks of the Tar River in Greenville for this annual festival. There will be live music, arts and crafts for sale, mermaids, sore fights, and a beer and wine garden. Okay, the Grifton Shad Festival is set for April 10th through the 14th. In its 49th year, this is one of the oldest festivals in the state. There are parades, carnival rides, an art show, and more. The North Carolina Pickle Festival, where else but Mount Olive, that's April 13th. This annual festival, which includes a pickle-eating contest and a lot more fun. The Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival, April 13 and 14. Enjoy smooth jazz, seafood, and more during this two-day festival at Fort Fisher. Merle Fest, April 25th through the 28th. Since its founding in 1988, Merle Fest has operated as a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College and so much more. This year's headliners include Steep Canyon Rangers with Steve Martin. Moogfest is April 25th through the 28th. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technology, will be held at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. The Mebane Dogwood Festival is April 26th through the 28th. A tradition since 1988, this festival includes a golf tournament, a 5K, and live music. And, of course, there's Spring Days, which is April 27th. This arts and crafts festival at Bond Park in Cary features over 170 local artists, live music, food, and more. The Fayetteville Dogwood Festival is set for April 25th through the 27th. This annual festival includes carnival rides, a cornhole tournament, and live music. Then there's the Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival, April 26th and 27th. Sample and enjoy dozens of beers and food trucks in downtown Raleigh. Those are all, of course, in the month of April. An announcement's been made that the annual Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh will offer free admission to its main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater. The International Bluegrass Music Association has held its annual music festival, conference, and award ceremony in Raleigh since 2013. Much of the festival is free, with dozens of acts performing on multiple stages throughout downtown Raleigh. But this fall, the IBMA announced that Red Hat shows also will be free general admission to attend. The aim, the organization said, is to make the festival's most sought-after shows more accessible. There still will be ticketed sections for the shows, $70 for non-IBMA members, with members receiving a $10 discount. Free seats will be on a limited basis and cannot be reserved, the IBMA said. This year's Wide Open Bluegrass is set for September 24th through the 28th. The event is one of the Triangle's biggest and has set attendance and economic development records every year since it moved here from Nashville. It's supposed to stay in Raleigh through at least 2021. Last year, more than 223,000 people attended the sixth annual event, and visitor spending reached $12.7 million, which represented a $1 million increase over 2017. All right, let's see what's going on at a couple of the clubs in Raleigh. Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street. Thursday, March 21st, Failure and Swerve Driver at 8:30. Friday, March 22nd, Todd Snyder at 8:30. Saturday, March 23rd, Lyrical Lemonade presents Old Mosey North's Best Tour at 8. Tuesday, March 26th, Getter presents Visceral at 8. Wednesday, March 27th, Shaloo and Slow Magic Into the Wild Tour starts at 8. Thursday, March 28th, Black Uhuru with Regina Barrett and Supa B and DJ Raz J at 8:30. Friday, March 29th, Reckless Kelly and Paul Thorne at 8:30. Saturday, March 30th, Boulevards with Cooley High and Zach Mexico. That concert starts at 8:30. All of those, obviously, in the month of March. At the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, March 23rd, Meek Mill, the Motivation Tour. Thursday, March 28th, Ghostface and Raekwon of the Wu-Tang Clan. Friday, March 29th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Stardust to Ashes. Saturday, March 30th, Gilberto Santa Rosa. Sunday, March 31st, it's Maggie Rogers. That's all at the Ritz this month. And then at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, both shows start at 9, unless noted. And the first one we have has a different start time. Wednesday, March 20th, Morning Bells with Brev and D.L. Zine at 8:30. Thursday, March 21st, Comedy Overload at 8. Thursday, March 21st as well, Brux's Grandchildren and Coco Amino. And that follows Comedy Overload at 9. Friday, March 22nd, Arson Daily with Rare Creatures. Saturday, March 23rd, Ghost Note with Lewis Cato. Sunday, March 24th, Day Party Series, Porchlight Apothecary, Dead Sea Sparrow, and Mountain Lions. That show starts at 2. Then, that evening at 9, the Alcoholics 21 and Over 25th Anniversary Tour. And that March 25th, a Monday, Lazarus Pit with the Hypnotic Conquest and Lake Chamberlain. Tuesday, March 26th, Natural Born Leaders. Wednesday, March 27th, Laser Lloyd. Thursday, March 28th, the Pearl Snap Prophets, Be the Moon, and Whiskey Foxtrot. Friday, March 29th, the Bleeding Hearts with The Girls, Carbuncle, and Will Street Creek. Saturday, March 30th, Juice Lord with Cloudy Nuev, De Facto Thespian, and Nunez. And Sunday, March 31st, it's Los Colones with Raptor Taxi. That's all at Poorhouse in March. All righty, let's check out some of the audio-described performances coming up. In the next few weeks, Saturday, March 23rd, The King and I, Broadway Series South. Of course, this is set in 1860s Bangkok when the King and the Anna, a British school teacher, kind of clash with each other over teaching the kids about the Western world. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, March 30th, 2 trains running. This is at Triad Stage in Greensboro. Stand up for what's right and experience the genius of August Wilson. It's 1969 in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. The city plans big for what they call urban renewal, but Memphis Lee's diner stands in the way. He and his customers fight for survival on the precipice of enormous change. Discover what really matters in this slice of life masterpiece that digs deep into the heart of the American dream. That's at 2 o'clock. Friday, April 5th, The Royal Family, NCSU University Theater, based on the notorious Barrymores. This play follows the careers of three generations of Broadway actors. It's at Titmus Theater on the campus at 7:30. And Saturday, April 6th, it's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood at DPAC. Daniel and all of his friends invite you for a brand new adventure in the neighborhood of make-believe. Excuse me. Where Daniel learns just what it takes to be king. Audio-described performances coming up. And then at Raleigh Little Theater, through March 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. Meet Ziggy, a shy boy who would rather stay at home and watch TV than explore the island of Jamaica. In addition to the shows through March 24th at Raleigh Little Theater, there is a sensory-friendly performance of Bob Marley's Three Little Birds on March 30th. April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville. This is a Sherlock Holmes mystery. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one. To find their ingenious killer, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as the intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, silly accents, and elaborate disguises. Then Saturday, May 4th, Diva's fundraiser event. May 18 and 19, West Side Story Symphony Concert, and May 31st through June 16th, it is Pippin. All right, let's have a little comedy now. Here's the lineup this month at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street, Thursday through Saturday, March 21st through the 23rd, Heather McDonald. A multi-talented comedian, actress, and writer, Heather is one of the most in-demand comedians in the game. A former writer and roundtable panelist for the hit E! Show, Chelsea Lately, McDonald's first Showtime special was I Don't Mean to Brag, which also streamed on Netflix. Saturday, March 23rd, Malcolm Hadgett. Malcolm is a very special young comedian who recently moved from North Carolina to L.A. In his short time, he has become a regular on Tony Hinchcliffe's podcast, Kill Tony, at the Comedy Store. Thursday through Sunday, March 28th through the 31st, Gary Owen. Gary is one of the busiest and most beloved comics in America. Owen's constant touring and appearances on Comic View, Real Husbands of Hollywood, and Tyler Perry's House of Pain have earned him legions of fans and the title of Black America's Favorite White Comedian from Ebony Magazine. Saturday, March 30th at Goodnight's, Mike Mello. Mike is one of the top comedians in the Triangle. He works a room like no one else works a room. He can make a joke out of anything, and his facial expressions are priceless. Those are the upcoming shows in March. And let's take a look, a brief look at what's coming up in April. Thursday through Saturday, April 4th through the 6th, Joe Machi. Wednesday, April 10th, James Hodge. Thursday through Saturday, April 11th through the 13th, K. Trevor Wilson. And then Sunday, April 14th, Desi Banks and Darren Brand. All shows are 18+. And then at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Friday through Sunday, March 22nd through the 24th, Country Wayne. Wayne is not your average stand-up comedian. If you ask him to describe himself, he would say he is just a reserve vegan and father of eight who wants what's best for his kids. Thursday through Sunday, March 28th through the 31st, Aries Spears. Ever since Aries was 14 years old, he has been a force to be reckoned with in the comedy scene throughout America. His quick wit, charisma, and ferociously aggressive style of comedy have earned him critical acclaim, high accolades, and, above all, a busy schedule. Thursday through Saturday, April 4th through the 6th, Craig Shoemaker. Friday through Sunday, April 12th through the 14th, Marlon Wayans. Thursday through Saturday, April 18th through the 20th, Paul Virzi. Thursday through Saturday, April 25th through the 27th, Maz Jobrani. You may remember him in Superior Donuts. Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, Tracy Morgan. Thursday through Sunday, May 16 through 19, Carlos Mencia. Okay, PNC Arena. Friday, March 29th, it's the Millennium Tour 2019. Saturday, April 6th, KISS, End of the Road Tour. Friday, April 19th, Casting Crowns, The Only Jesus Tour. Saturday, April 27th, Women's Empowerment 2019, featuring Patti LaBelle. Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney, Freshen Up Tour. Tuesday, June 11th, 21 Pilots, The Bandito Tour. And this is a new one since we talked. Tuesday, June 18th, Luis Miguel Tour 2019. That's all at PNC Arena. All right, the Coca Booth Amphitheater lineup. Saturday, April 6th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 13th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 28th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. And things gear up a little bit on Saturday, May 4th, Taz Sultana with special guest the Pierce Brothers. And Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and the Cadillac 3. Summerfest will return this year. Saturday, May 25th, the North Carolina Symphony presents Symphony Fantastique and Play with the Pros. June 1st, which is also a Saturday, the Symphony presents a Space Spectacular. Friday, June 7th, the Symphony presents Piazzolla Four Seasons. And then Saturday, June 8th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the Symphony. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. April 13th, Zach Brown. May 23rd, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. May 31st, a Friday, Hootie and the Blowfish along with Bare Naked Ladies. Wednesday, June 5th, Florence and the Machine. And Friday, June 28th, Rascal Flatts. And those are some of the ones coming up. A couple of new ones. Saturday, July 27th, it's Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. Sunday, July 28th, it's 311 and the Dirty Heads. All right, let's take a look at Red Hat Amphitheater, which we just heard is hosting the IBMA concerts there for free, but it's limited seating. Saturday, April 13th at Red Hat, Death Cab for Cutie. Saturday, April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Saturday, May 4th, Grizz, Ride the Waves Tour, Season 1. Friday, May 10th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sunday, May 12th, Brian Adams. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th, Prime Music Festival. Saturday, June 1st, Band Together featuring St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Saturday, June 6th, it's Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals. Friday, June 7th, Lake Street Dive. And Saturday, June 8th, Wu-Tang Clan. That's all at Red Hat. Wanted to remind you the Thrive North Carolina Festival is coming up May 9 and 10 at City Market. Each night includes chefs performing live demonstrations and their samples from local restaurants and breweries along with live music. And if you like to travel around for some of your entertainment, here's what's coming up. Early summer at Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Sunday, March 24th, Travis Scott, Astro World, Wish You Were Here Tour. Saturday, April 6th, B2K, The Millennium Tour, featuring Mario, Pretty Ricky, Lloyd, Ying Yang Twins, Chingy, and Bobby V. Monday, June 10th at the Spectrum Center, Ariana Grande, Sweetener World Tour. Wednesday, June 12th, it's 21 Pilots with the Bandito Tour. Greensboro Coliseum, March 24th, that's a Sunday, the original Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, April 5th, Alabama, 50th Anniversary Tour, special guest Charlie Daniels Band. Sunday, April 7th, Chris Tomlin, Holy Roar Tour with Tarn Wells, Pat Barrett, and Nicole Serrano. Friday, April 12th, Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour with special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones. April 13th, Cracking Up Comedy Tour with DeRay Davis, Michael Blackson, Red Grant, Bruce, Jess Hilarious, and B. Simone. Friday, April 19th, Legends of Soul with Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, Stephanie Mills, The Whispers, and Howard Hewitt. That's all coming up at Greensboro Coliseum. Now, at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, April 7th is Benjamin Beelman on violin, and Andrew Tyson on piano. When violinist Beelman and pianist Andrew Tyson perform together, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. These prodigious young talents, who met as students at the Curtis Institute of Music, are rising stars of their generation. April 28th, North Carolina Museum of Art, William McNelson on guitar. Acclaimed classical guitarist and educator, Nelson arrives on the series to survey the role of guitar in Western chamber music. By the way, concerts are being lined up for the 2019 Summer Concert Series at the Museum of Art. Friday, May 17th, An Evening with Dawes. Friday, June 14th, Steep Canyon Rangers with Chatham Rabbits. Saturday, June 22nd, Trampled by Turtles with Deer Tick. Saturday, August 31st, it is Mipso. By the way, we started talking about trains. Of course, the New Hope Valley Railway is gearing up for its season. And train rides and special events, the tourist railway opens to the public in April and will offer rides several times each month through December. Adult tickets, diesel trains range from $10 to $14, with children's tickets ages 2 to 12 ranging from $7 to $14. There's special pricing available for seniors ages 60 plus and children under 2 years of age are free when they're sitting on the lap of an adult ticket holder. Okay. Carolina Music Festivals, and some of these we've already talked about, but with these we haven't. March 30th, Blue Brew and Q Festival in Kenansville. April 5 and 6, the Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. The festival site is the Surrey Community College. April 11th through the 13th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro, now in its 16th year. April 13th, Rocky Fest. This is in Hidden Knight at the Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. April 13th, Beach Fest in Selma in its 6th year. April 13th, Loaded Up and Truckin'. This is in Hendersonville. In its 4th year now, the festival site is Oscar Blues Reeb Ranch. April 13 and 14, we've already talked about the Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival, and that's held at the Fort Fisher Air Force Recreational Area. April 19 and 20, it is Earth Day Jam in Salisbury at Dark Before Dawn Farm. April 19th through the 21st, it is Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival in Snow Camp. April 20th, North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh. This is the 11th year and is hosted by the Pitt Restaurant on West Davy Street. April 25th through the 27th, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival, that's held in Stella. And let me see, what else? There's Tuck Fest in Charlotte, April 25th through the 28th, and that's held at the U.S. National Whitewater Center between Charlotte and Mount Holly. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.